This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is not an intentional walk here. They're going to pitch to Soto with first base open. At least start to pitch to him. Heflin sets and deals. Swinging a high drive. Right field. Castellanos back. Forget about it. It is gone. Second deck. Number 14 for Soto makes it 4-0. And with first base open, they pitch to Soto and they pay the price.
Dave Jagler is heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. So you just heard from Craig Heist on this developing story. Hector Gomez, who covers MLB for multiple outlets, but is normally one of the big newsbreakers when it comes to players from the Dominican Republic, says talks are intensifying between the Nationals and Juan Soto regarding a second offer from the team to the star for a 13-year, $425 million extension, which will increase the initial $350 million offer by $75 million. So when I read this, this is kind of what I took away from it. I think the first part makes you think they're close to a deal or something. He says talks are intensifying. But then his explanation is essentially just they have upped their offer. To me, this doesn't seem like anything's imminent. It doesn't sound like it means that they're close to a deal. I think his report is just, the last time you guys heard was the Nationals offered Juan Soto $350 million. They're now up to $425 million. They've added $75 million to that offer. And he uses the word intensifying. That's fair. That's true. I mean, if they're still making offers and they've upped it almost $100 million, talks are intensifying. I guess my question would be, are they close to a number that would mean something to Juan Soto? Would Juan Soto accept something before the market? Because I have been operating for a year now under the thought that he's not going to sign anything, that he's going to the market with Scott Boras to break every record. But 13 and 425... Here's what you at least have to say is that they are getting closer to what Soto would have to give some real thought to, what Boras would have to do some real explaining to Soto. Hey, I don't want you to take this for this reason. And Juan might go, you work for me, not the other way around. $425 million is a lot of money, Scott.
Yes, it is. So when the word intensifying is doing all the work here, right, in that sentence. Is it intensifying from an everyone at the negotiating table? Is we're exchanging figures and we're going, well, how about this in this year? How about this in that year? How about these bits of minutiae that go with the deal? How about this kind of language? Or how about, you know, this? That? Intensifying implies that everybody's involved and everybody's, you know, there's a back and forth. It's not a, the Nationals just said, here's $75 more million in an offer. And Boras does the Boras bit of not responding and saying nothing, and then eventually teams offer him more money. Intensifying in a one-way direction or intensifying everybody's at the table discussing things right now? That's the mystery. That's the most important word. That's what I need information on like 5 minutes ago. Like right now, this second, I need to know what the status is.
Mike Trout has the highest annual average value for a position player in money made. At $36 million per year in an extension that he signed in March of 2019. Nobody has topped that. Now, on the position side, Scherzer has. He makes $43.3 million a year, which is hilarious, by the way. And I saw a video where he's making his rehab start with the Rumble Ponies. He's in the minor leagues. Remember, mm-hmm. he said he didn't want to be
I don't want to be a Rumble pony.
He wants to be a Met, not a Rumble pony.
Yeah.
But he's buying the boys a really nice spread. Apparently, he's paying for a bunch of nice food and hooking them up after his start before he leaves tonight. But he makes $43 million a year. Trout makes $36 million. Next is Carlos Correa, who got that crazy big number from the Twins. Basically, I think there'll be an opt-out at the end of this year. But they wanted him to come in for a year. He makes 35.1. I bring this up to say, if I'm Juan Soto, I'm not signing for anything less than $36 million a year. Because I want to break Mike Trout's record. And yes, is $425 million or more would break the overall record for the biggest contract signed by a player. That's a good record to have. You can check that box.
That's something.
But you want to do a 13-year deal? Okay. I want at least $36.5 million. That's $475. So you've come up from $350 to $425, and that's great. But in order for me to really have to think long and hard, I got to break that AAV record on the position player side as well. And that would be up at 13 years and $475
million. My goodness gracious. Again, I'm just trying to process all this here as we're going.
And for the record, again, I think he goes to the market, but think about this.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We're talking about a guy who, even though his down season is better than 95% of people's good seasons, who has struggled this year. Maybe he doesn't like playing and having to worry about or yeah. thinking about his contracts. I mean, there are reasons to do this. Like, you grew up in the Dominican. You're being offered $425, $450 million. You can take care of yourself and your family and your family's family and your next generation. You set yourself up with a record amount of money that no athlete has ever made other than, like, Patrick Mahomes
and, you know,
in a contract.
And God forbid you slip on a banana peel tomorrow and well, you break your leg. I mean, it's one of those things that you – I have always valued, just in my own personal life, security over maybe a little bit more – kind of holding out. It's not necessarily, I mean, these athletes are wired differently than most people are. Their whole life has been betting on themselves. When everybody was like, hey, you know, go to school and study geometry and make sure you do a good job in whatever class. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to be a pro athlete. I'm going to be a professional baseball player. And the odds are you won't be, talking about the 99.9% of the population. Well, this ain't 99.9. This is a differently wired human being. So I understand wanting to set all kinds of records, but I also understand the immediacy of, I know it's not exactly what Trout got, or you could maybe come in second in AAV, but I don't know, man. That's an awfully long time, and especially if they're going to buy it in arbitration year. That's something else that you could consider there as well in terms of getting a raise in the shorter term as part of this deal. So I don't know, man. At age 23 season, being able to get that amount of money locked in, which will be superseded as, you know, some of the other younger guys coming up go forward, but being one of the benchmark setting guys, that's tempting all of a sudden. That's now we're in serious offer territory to me.
The other part of this that makes this development shocking, in addition to me kind of always assuming they're never going to get that close, is the sale.
Yep.
And we've talked about this from the perspective of the team and the learners a few different times. But they are, we believe, actively trying to sell the team. To pay him now before you do that would seem like a mistake, I would think. And what I mean by that is, and maybe I'm just wrong, you could tell me if you think so, 800-636-1067, or you could tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. My thinking is, Danny, if I'm buying this team, mm-hmm. I want to decide what I do with Juan Soto.
Yep.
If I'm buying the Nationals, I want to be the one to give him his 15-year contract to be the hero of the fan base, or I want to be the one that decides I'm not going to pay him and pick the prospects that come back with my player development staff, or I want to be the one, whatever happens, to
yep.
call those shots. This is the best asset you got. The best thing that you've got going for you when you own the Washington Nationals is Juan Soto. Now, maybe because he's already signed, sealed, and delivered, the value of the team fortifies or goes up because you now have 13 years of this asset. I guess there's an argument to be made for that. But we've asked this question of Barry Sferluga, who's doing a lot of the reporting for the Post on the Learner's projected potential sale, and we haven't really nailed down an answer. Barry, you, I, we're all kind of speculating and go back and forth on this, but what makes the team the most valuable? And I think, not to put words in your mouth, but we've kind of assumed you getting to call your shot with Soto
yes.
or be the white knight that comes in here and signs him makes them that much more enticing. So if they were to get a deal done right before they sell, I would just be really, really surprised. That's
Me
also
too.
A massive amount of money
to commit to
for someone to inherit.
Yes.
Like, they may not want to do that. No one gives out these contracts. There's no precedent. No one's ever done it in baseball. So you're an owner and you're taking on this contract to pay a guy into his mid-30s who's been old enough to drink for 2 years? I know Juan Soto's the man, but like that, not every owner is going to love or want that either.
Yeah, and the variable, of course, is your new ownership person, group, or whatever. How are they treating this thing? If it's a business, you would go, I don't care how good this guy is. That's a depreciating asset. The instant I sign it, I'm going to end up, you know, with a long overlay, huge amount of money, et cetera, et cetera. If you're a baseball person who would like to win some games, you go, okay, I can live with that. That's my build around. That's my anchor. That's my core. Eventually, you know, maybe we could trade it with a few years left or whatever. But the most valuable Juan Soto could be to a potential owner, to me, is current contract Juan Soto. And what I mean is, he's on my team right now as potentially I'm good in a couple of seasons if the rebuild goes great. Or if it doesn't, he's my asset that will fetch me the most assets where I can build that really good team. If I'm a new owner, right now, this minute, Juan Soto's value is more to me as someone buying the team than if I owe him $36 million or whatever it is for the next 13 years. I don't know if that made any sense. That's the distinction I'm trying to offer. That's what would make most sense to me in terms of investment, in terms of somebody coming in and taking over. The timing of this is very surprising to me. Here is what I would speculate, and this is probably very reckless, but here I am anyway at 3:39 p.m. just sort of saying these things as I'm reacting the same time as you guys are. I would bet that this has been discussed with some of these future owners. These prospective group of, we've heard as many as 20 folks have submitted offers and things for approval and are in discussion. We only know who maybe a couple identities are at this point. I would wager this has been discussed with many of these prospective owners, and especially among the leaders of the would-be ownership groups. And I don't think you get to that point where you're opening up the books for a sale going, you know, by the way, we're going to tack on this decade and a half of expenditure at record cost. Enjoy the team you're about to buy. I would bet a discussion has happened, Grant.
Juan Soto reportedly having been offered $75 million more than we last heard by the Nationals. This is according to Hector Gomez. Upwards of $425 million as talks intensify. That is his word that he used. We'll get you whatever we can whenever we find out on Grant and Danny, but that is potentially exciting for Nats fans. Not a whole lot of excitement here lately, but that could be something swinging in the positive side of the pendulum. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We are blitzing at 4 o'clock right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.